Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Jeremy from the Genevieve Sim. How are you today? I just say it's gone well. Already we're in the middle of February. Weather is getting, well, you know how February is. I know some of you anticipating spring, but you know, otherwise, you know, enjoy your day. Today's lesson, you might see a mistake on my header here. It says Isaiah 46:10. My mistake. Psalms, the book of Psalms 46:10. But I'm going to read. 46, verses 1 through 3, and then verse 10. And then you see how it's all connected. God is our refuge and strength, a very pleasant hope in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth shall change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar, though the mountains tremble to this tumult. Verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. Now you see two points of view here. God is our refuge and strength, I am in trouble. And then be still and know that I am God. Now some might wonder, well, how can you be still when you have all the troubles that are going on now? So you have violent crime and homelessness, you know, financial difficulties. You have so many schools in a flux. And with COVID, you know, a lot of things are in flux right now. But have you ever thought that maybe God's trying to speak to you? Have you think about maybe God's trying to tell us something? No, God's always available to anybody who will listen. But the thing is, listen to his word. No, you're not. No one's going to listen to God's word when you're everybody's hollering and screaming at each other, burdened down with worry and anxiousness. Now there comes a time when you just have to be, you know, put it in God's hands. You have to be still and listen to his word. Listen to what he has to say. I remember several years ago I was visiting a church, you know, it was kind of a weekly pilgrimage that I went to a church that was open during the day, you know, no service or anything. And many times I've been there, went there to pray or meditate or, you know, or just rest. And I remember one particular day that I wanted to made my petition to give praises to God. And God was saying to me, just sit here and be in my presence. He already knows the desires of our heart. He knows our needs. He knows the things that concern us. But sometimes you just have to take a break, put things to the side for the time being, and just listen to God. And just sit in his presence. That's what he desires from, and it's what he desires us to sit in his presence. And that was a very, very refreshing presence. Simply because, you know, God wants to speak to us. God wanted to refresh me. refresh my spirit. And this went on for several weeks. And I came out of those weeks, you know, with a renewed mind, a renewed spirit. And even though there's a lot of stuff going on around us, you know, there are times where we just need to be still and know that I am God. You know, be still and be willing, be listen to Him. I remember reading in the Gospels where after the apostles had gone on a mission, you know, preaching, you know, praying, preaching the good news, and Jesus had told them to rest a while. Come, you know, the apostles told them what had happened and everything, and Jesus said, come away from everything and rest a while. Now, it's good to go away and rest a while, to recharge, to refocus. So God will give us the energy. You know, I don't believe it. You know, you just give. I believe you're giving, but sometimes you have to be replenished too. You can't give something that's not inside of you. You can't give something that you don't have. I think one of the sad commentaries about our present day is you have to be everything to everybody. And then what happens is the person crashes. You know, they might, you know, they're talking about physically, emotionally, maybe even spiritually. And that's why sometimes it's just good to come away from all that's going on and, you know, sit aside a while, just sit on the sidelines for a while. And let God speak with you. The one thing I admire about, you know, I've read about many of the Christian mystics, and one of the things that I admire about them is their willingness to listen to what God had to say. And I look at Jesus, you know, after a big event, after some mighty thing that they've done, he only went up to the mountain by himself, praying. Well, myself, I would have followed him, and I wanted to find out what, you know, why he did that, you know. But I see the importance of him doing that, because there were many things way ahead. Sometimes we may not know what lays ahead for us, but God knows. And we don't have to live our lives in fear. We don't have to live our, you know, no, we don't have to live our lives anxious. You know, because God knows what's going on. God knows what's going on. God knows his things. He can control everything. No, all we need to do is just trust him. You know, like God alive today, like he's been alive all the time. You know, you look at the trouble all along, you may not believe that he's here, but he sure is. There were many times where I had to sit aside and say, Lord, I can't do it. You know, you're one of those times where, Lord, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. And there's a good time to just still, let me take that. Let me just sit and let the God be in his presence. And it's good to sit in God's presence. So take away all the tension. You know, what it is to get focused on him, focused on God. That's the most on the care of the world. And this is what he desires of us, to be in his presence. Because there will be But everything's gonna lie ahead. Everything's gonna lie ahead of us. Many things, you know, we don't know what lies ahead of us, you know. We know what we can do, and we just ask God what does he have in store for us? You know, just sit in his presence. At one time we had service, we had two services. We had the morning regular service, and we had that evening service, which was more meditative. Now, some people feel more comfortable in the meditative service because it's like sitting with God. You know? It's like just being in his presence, just taking in all what spirit goes around. Spirit taking in what he has to give to us. And I found those times very refreshing. You know, those times were wonderful times. You know, I remember them clearly, and you can experience them yourself. It's just an idea sometimes that if you're not actually doing something, then you're not being productive. But there are times you have to take time for yourself. You are doing something. You're sitting with God. You're sitting with your Father. You're sitting in his presence. You are doing something. Sitting in his presence is like, it's not just you're not inactive, maybe not physically doing anything, but you are doing something. And what you're doing is you're asking God to help you. You're replenishing your spirit. And it's good to get away. Good time to seek God, seek his presence, seek what his will is for you. Seek it to be in his presence. Let him refresh you. Let him speak to you. And listen to what he has to say. God speaks to people in different ways. The main thing is if we ask him to speak to us, he will answer it. However he sees fit. And I like to leave you with that, Just be sure, just sitting, just enjoy your time being in God's presence. Be still and listen to him. Because he wants to share it. He wants to be with you. He wants to share a lot of his good things. God always wants us to have the best. And this is Genevieve's Gems. And I just thank you for being here today. And I just hope this message has helped someone. And I look forward to getting together to you on our next episode. Thank you, and God bless you.